Good afternoon. Joining us on the line now is Ronnie Abigail, the founder of the Human Library. They're based in Copenhagen, but it's a global learning platform. You can volunteer and become a book or a librarian. Welcome to the show, Ronnie.
Thank you, Hannah. Great to be here.
It's great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us. So you started the Human Library back in 2000.
Yes. It was a bit of a novel idea. A little bit ahead of its time, I guess, because it did take many years before we picked up global traction. But today, we've distributed and reproduced the idea in more than 85 countries around the world.
That's amazing. So what was go on.
No, it turns out mankind has something very strong in common.
Yeah.
Our humanity.
Absolutely. So what was the concept back in 2000 then? How did you come up with the idea? What were you trying to create?
Well, I was trying to create a safe space where we could ask questions that otherwise, out of context, might be deemed too personal, impolite, maybe even perhaps, biased or prejudiced. So all of us judge each other and everybody around us. We all make our minds, our opinions, and assessments of the diversity in our community.
Mm.
And sometimes there's a lot of conversations that we can't have natural access to. Conversations about mental health, obesity, ethnicity, religion, lifestyle, gender, orientation. So there's so many. Unless I'm invited, I would never walk up to a person with a visible disability or who were, visibly from a different religious background than me or other, and just without invitation, ask them questions about it.
Mm.
But I'd be damn curious and I would want to know. So I really was like, what if we could create a space where someone had volunteered their lived experience and help us understand, why do you wear the turban? Why do you wear the scarf? Why is the kippah significant? What happened to your legs, your mobility? Or how did your mental health background affect your life? And in many ways, I wanted to be able to ask and not be judged for not knowing the right language, maybe not, being well enough informed, but actually knowing that the other person would love to explain to me how this works in their world.
Yeah.
So living with HIV, being bipolar, transgender, immigrant, unemployed, refugee, retired person. There's so many stigmas, taboos, and unconscious bias out there that we all carry, but there's not enough places where we can challenge what we think we know.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, screw it, let's try. Let's build a list of some of the most potentially, provoking and maybe even like unpopular stereotypes that we could come up with.
Yeah.
So, that would be security nightclub bouncers with big muscles. That would be, people that wear certain religious clothing or other that we have this urge and need to both have an opinion about and be more informed and better informed about. So what better place to be informed than from somebody who actually is Jewish, Muslim, Christian, Catholic, Buddhist, agnostic, but then to gain insight there and then have these important conversations. So it's about unjudging someone. It's about being courageous and maybe even taking responsibility for the fact that we don't know everything. And sometimes it's good to hear it from the horse's mouth.
Oh, absolutely. Well done. I think it's a really fantastic idea.
Thank you very much.
It's great. And so many of the things that you mentioned there, I've had conversations with friends or conversations on the radio, different chat shows that we've done about a lot of those subjects. And you're right. So many people do have questions, especially about the gender issue that mm-hmm. we talk a lot more about now in recent years. And a lot of people, particularly older people, I guess, really don't understand. It kind of doesn't make sense. And, a lot of people life is just black and white and everyone's either man or woman and that's the end of it. So, but for the most part, it's because they don't understand. They've never met someone who is non-binary and just think it sounds kind of weird and ridiculous and they don't kind of want to know. So this is a fantastic idea. So people can explain what it means to them and why it's so important. And yeah, I think it's fabulous.
And remember, because you got exactly the gist of it. And remember, at a library, which we assume to be just giving out people on loan instead of, you know, paperback or hardcover books or magazines or whatever you borrow from your library. Here you borrow a person for half an hour and you can ask them any question about their depression, bereavement, surviving suicide. We're talking sometimes very taboo issues that are not easily accessible for us. And also, I have to say, when you describe the people that maybe we sometimes would view them as a little bit old-fashioned or not viewing the world in a more black and white approach, actually, I think it's because it's not because they don't want to understand or see the shades of gray, but there's no room to get a proper explanation.
Yeah.
In the media today, the window of opportunity and window of attention is so brief. When they're sharing a story, we barely get half the picture. And I'm not saying the half an hour with a transgender will change your world, but it will make you better informed, better qualified to decide how you feel, what you think about things.
Mm.
So at our library, we'll not tell you what to think, we'll not tell you what to do, and we'll not make you wrong. But we will ask you to abide by some very simple rules. And for those who have been to the public library, they'll be recognizable and familiar because we want the book back on time. We want the book back in the same condition it was given to you. And please do not try to take our books home. Yeah. And in this way, we're very different from the public and community library because you can often take books home for a while. Here, that will not work for us.
No.
But other than that, you're free. You're free to say, when did you realize you were bipolar? Or how did you understand you were transgender? What did your family say? What did your employer, your coworkers say? How'd your partner react? You've been married 20 years. Help me understand. You know, and you can even decide to disagree, agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
But now you understand my point of view. You can disagree with it. That's fine. But you're very likely, once you understand it, even when you're in full opposition to the point, you're more keen to accept the other person's right to think, feel, and believe this way.
Yeah.
So there is a democratic and a human rights exercise built in here, reminding us of our right to be different from each other, and even empowering us, Hannah, to say, I can actually be a freedom fighter for you, because I will protect and stand guard around your rights to be who you are and who you want to be. The only thing I want and ask for in return is that you do the same for me.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as the way I live, whether I be non-binary, asexual, Muslim, Hasidic, Hindu, Buddhist, as long as it does not take away from your ability and your right to live the way you want to live, why would you be bothered?
Mm. Oh, definitely. Yeah? Definitely. It's a great question. And so how does this work? If people go onto your website and they think, okay, yes, I want to understand what non-binary means, for example, I want to speak to someone who says they're non-binary and ask them some questions. How does it work?
Well, it works in mysterious ways. We are available in the community through public libraries, educational institutions. Sometimes we're at festivals. In Spain, we're mostly active in Las Palmas, where we operate a local book depot of the Human Library. The rest of Spain, we're more sporadically distributed out, and it happens as a pop-up event. So you got to watch and follow your local institutions. For example, the libraries in Bilbao have been a publishing partner to us, in Barcelona, and in other places. So That's one way to connect, is at our in-person community programming. Another way to connect is that on, I think it's from next year, it'll be every other Sunday, we're offering a free session in the curated space that we host on Zoom. So you sign up online and you can meet books from 20 different countries, but I cannot guarantee you a certain topic that you could choose. If you want that, you need to either show up in person and be fortunate to find exactly what you're looking for on the bookshelf that day, or even better, early next year, we're introducing our brand new digital bookshelf where you're reading on demand. So let's say that I have 100 books that have each agreed to publish twice a week. So my bipolar or one of the bipolar editions are publishing at 10 a.m. At 11, someone who has autism. At 12, someone who might be trans. At 1 o'clock, a person who is an immigrant or refugee, maybe from Afghanistan. At 2 o'clock, and so on, right? So every day, there is a program of books publishing. You get your library card. Obviously, there is some charge here. You will need to submit your information and choose your reading plan and contribute to the work of the Human Library, which is not for profit. But you get your library card, you choose your reading plan, and then you can decide what day, what time, and what topic, and you'll be sharing the room with up to 5 readers from all around the world, English working language, and there are books from more than 20 countries on the website publishing.
Wow, that's great. And when you say books, when you use the word books, you're talking about people. A person. Yeah,
we're talking about real, when I say readings and publishing and books, I'm talking about real people who have decided to be an open book for you and through an open and honest conversation, offer you insight into their lived experience.
Mm. Oh, it's a great idea. So you see that hopefully in the future, it'll be all online. So people don't need to have a place near them.
I always would want to have a combination, Hannah, because I tell you what, some people are not good behind their cameras, don't feel comfortable at home. Others feel more comfortable at home. So I don't want to say that we're all the same. This is what we're exactly about. We're about celebrating that we're not the same and trying to be more accommodating of the fact that we're not all the same. We have incredible amounts in common, but we're also individuals and we have different ways of thinking, viewing, believing, and even feeling. And so in this way, I would love for some to join us in person if that's what they feel most comfortable with. I love for those who join us online at Zoom and for those who will end up logging on, even whatever you prefer. And in the future, if you're lucky, we will have a TV show, a docuseries developed with a company called Fremantle. Let's see if it goes well. But it's in the pipeline. It's in development. And it might have a show next year where you could unjudge someone from the comfort of your home, watching in your living room, on the telly, and you can even change the channel if you don't feel comfortable, yeah? So podcast, TV, online, in-person, corporate programming, community programming, we're going to reach readers all over the world, and we need to, because this polarizing development that we're all witnessing in these years, it needs to be countered. Because end of the day, sure, we may disagree on things, but at the end of the day, we have much more in common than what's keeping us apart. And if we are to save this planet from its doom, then we need to work together find common ground. And so we're trying to build those safe spaces, Hannah, where we can try and find common ground, even when that result is, hey, I agree to disagree with you.
Yeah. So if people would, you're always looking for people to become a book, aren't you? You're looking for more books.
We can always use more great books. We've got thousands of books, but can you ever get too many great books? Never. And as we're trying to scale up, we're going to need hundreds of thousands of books to reach millions of readers. So please visit the website if you feel you can help contribute to your community by sharing your lived experience. And it preferably should be one that's not just a wonderful story, because we're not a storytelling format. It needs to be one that can help us challenge our unconscious bias, challenge the stigma and the discrimination that some groups face. Then it becomes really relevant for us. There's 844 wonderful storytelling platforms out there. There's only one that takes all of our diversity and puts it together and says, let's talk about it. I'm not going to give a speech. You and me are going to have a conversation.
Yeah.
So, and I want to keep it that way. And I want to protect us from becoming one of the 844 wonderful storytelling platforms, which are great, but we're for more than that. We're for an exchange. We're for dialogue. You cannot be passive. If you participate, you have to contribute. You have to use yourself. You have to be courageous and ask questions.
Well, so come it's be a fabulous.
Book or join us as a reader. Or if you don't feel like a book nor have right now the stomach to be a reader, then we also need librarians. And these are great people that help us caretake for our books, which is one of our primary and most important tasks.
Okay.
Because you can always find more readers, but great books are hard to come by. So we have a devoted core of librarians that are taking and ensuring that all of our books have, you know, are in their best of mint condition and well-being and having the support and supervision they need to be courageous for their readers.
Fantastic. Ronnie, what is the website for the Human Library?
It's humanlibrary.org and also available on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Human Library or Human Library Organization.
Fantastic. Ronnie, it's been great to chat with you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh,
and
my
explaining
God, time's up already?
Explaining the Human Library. It's a wonderful thing you've created. Honestly, well done.
Well, I've done nothing more than distribute the idea, Hannah. It's the books and the readers, and especially our books, but also our librarians. They create the magic. I'm just a messenger, but thank you for allowing me to distribute my message with you today, and I hope people benefited.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ronnie. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.